Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Big Mo, and I am pleased to welcome you to your podcast main event. Introducing first, your host, he hails from Mexico City, Mexico, presenting Chair Monster, Jose Manuel. I am ready. Our host is ready. Are the listeners ready? No, I said podcast listeners tuning in across the world. Are you ready for Che Monster Talks?
Finally back at it like a motherfucking crack addict. We have the man, the myth, the legend, Thermal Bay, returning for the podcast to promote the most bizarre, beautiful fucking fights on the fucking entire planet. Fight Circus 3, Fighting $4.
No, isn't this one Hold My Beer?
Hold My Beer, yeah. It was going to be Fisting $4, but it was bit too graphic. But I'm going with OG name.
That was the OG name, was Fisting for Dollars. This one, I think, is Hold My Beer. But yeah, thanks for having me, man. Always good to be on the podcast. It's been too long, I got to admit. But
yeah,
this weekend's going to be crazy. Pattaya, Bangkok's just opened a few days ago. So like restaurants and things are open. People are kind of shedding that that COVID, blanket that's been over us for 2 years. So hopefully it all works out.
But our whorehouse is open.
I mean, on the sly, of course. They've been open the entire time. If the owner is either in cahoots with the military or in cahoots with a police officer, then he's more likely to do that. Plus, as long as you're going to have enough people coming into the venue that you can pay the extra to the police, then yes. But a lot of people know they just got hit super hard, just like worldwide. So there's only been a few that I've heard about that have been open downtown, and a few in Pattaya's. Always something. Always something here in Thailand. So yeah.
I don't know why, but I can't imagine like a Thai pimp.
There's a few of them.
I imagine them, instead of bitch slapping them with the back of the hand, just like kicking them, because hashtag Muay Thai.
Yeah, just a tip.
Tip. Yeah, exactly.
No, there's a few of them. I actually met one. A guy that not necessarily that way, because I think when it's legal, even though here it is illegal, but yet legal as far as it's allowed, you know. So when it becomes legal in that sense, the jobs kind of morph into something else. So yeah, it's a pimp, and yeah, you do need a pimp hand, but it's way different than Hookers on the Street or whatever that HBO show was a long time ago. Like, it's way different than that. You know, they're in a shop, they're on salary. You know what I mean? It's a little different than that. Yeah.
Well, now going to the fights.
Anyways,
Circus is back after after being postponed 3 times, was it?
I got stopped at the airport. I tell you this.
Yeah.
I was literally at the gate for the last, when Fight Circus 3 was supposed to happen. I was sitting at the gate, you know, reading my book, next to Bob Fisher, the best photographer in the game. And he was on the early flight, and I just got there early, because I always get there early to the airport, because it just sucks sitting at home. So yeah, reading my novel, and then we both get the message. And I'm like at the gate, and they give me the message, like, don't get on the plane. And I had to walk back through the airport, which
Walk
I've never
shame.
Done before.
Walk
well,
shame.
I've always gotten on the plane. So I've never had to like go back through the security the reverse way. It was weird.
Reverse engineering, weird thing.
Yeah. So that's how crazy it was canceled, because literally 24 hours before that, the government pretty much told John that we were a go. And then 24 hours later, they're like, change of plan. So absolutely sucked.
Remember, everyone, Love your homies, hate the government.
Yeah, but no, now we're back, and I hope, geez, better than ever. The card looks pretty dope, to tell you the truth. We went over it before you hit record. There's a lot of things in Fight Circus that I kind of like underestimate, you know, like the first kicking. I don't know. I thought that kind of be a little bit corny or whatever, like karate fights. It was, he stole the show. It was like such a cool.
T.T. Denman is fucking back. T.T. Denman's here to, I was going to say throw hands, but no, he's going to throw feet at, no.
But then also the spinning stuff, I thought should have been a lot better than it was. A little bit of a letdown first time when it happened. So when it comes to a fight, it's my point, my long-winded point. When it comes to a fight circus like this, especially with this card, really hard to pinpoint what's going to pop and what's going to not. There's a phone, you know, there's a phone booth fight. They're fighting in a phone booth. There's, we talked about the three-legged where two guys will be wrapped together where I can only use this arm and the other guy can only use this arm. So it's like a, I mean, that could go horribly wrong or
beautiful,
blow up the internet. Yeah. So super exciting for it. Yeah.
We have Bob Sapp on the, I think he will be back. I'm pretty sure he has to be back.
Yeah. He's 100% back. He's on the poster. He's on the material. So he's 100% back. That's obviously a big draw. Still in the same outfit, though, isn't he? From
but
like a few years.
He has always worn that shit.
Yeah, it's him. Who else? Zuckerberg wears the same outfit, apparently. Yeah. There's just a few people that are like, that's my thing.
Yeah,
that's what I want to wear.
But Zuckerberg is a he has to be like a reptoid clone of something.
That's because why he wears the same thing.
Let's be honest, he doesn't look human at all. Like,
no, his skin's suspect. His skin is suspect.
Did you see that there was a picture of him like last week where they showed his like book stands, the bookshelf he has, and there was a bottle of barbecue. Right there.
Yeah, like, just a barbecue sauce. Yeah.
What do humans do? People like barbecue, but people like reading. Why not both together?
What another reptilian did that as well? Hillary Clinton.
Bro,
on an African American interview with an African American interviewer, Hillary Clinton just pulled out hot sauce like from her bag, and it was kind of the same thing where it was like, this is what humans like. Yeah. Both reptilians.
She's a reptilian too.
Seems like they like their sauces. All right, go.
But yeah, we have amazing fights. We have the. For starters, this is the first time that the MMA symmetrical title is the headline, is the main event.
We
have Bank and No Money going against a UFC fucking veteran.
Yeah, it's Will the Kill Chomp, and man, he's a really skilled fighter. He's big, he's long.
This is scary. This is scary. That guy is like 6'2", something like that. Like six feet. Like 6 feet.
I would maybe 6'1". Sure, probably 6'1". I mean, short for me or you, but like a big guy to like normal people.
I hate to say it, but I love to say it at the same time. But we are built different.
Sure. But the thing is, and John Nutt was saying this, the great promoter that he is was saying this the other day, which again is true. Yes, you can say what you want about Will, and he's an accomplished fighter in his own right. But this is like the third time, maybe the fourth time, Bank and No Money have been in the ring like this. So it is going to be hard the first time. You know, Will Chope, you fight amateur, you fight boxing, you fight jiu-jitsu, whatever. It's one-on-one. It's
but you've never. He has never had to fight four hands, two heads.
Unless he's been into like bar fights and stuff, and I don't know that about him, and I'll ask him that this Friday. I'll ask him how many times he's been a scrap up where he's had a friend jumped in, because now that
could change his area.
Yeah, that could exactly. But if he's never fought two or three.
We should get him on the podcast. We should get him on the podcast.
So much time. Jesus. We should have done all this last week. If we did all this last week, we would have been fine.
Yeah, I know. I was on finals. I was on finals. I was on exams 2 weeks ago. And last week I was on a weird college project, which is...
Real quick, and then we'll get back to the fights. Because I want to know, how'd you do on the finals? How'd you feel? Did you all right?
I'm still alive. I'm still alive.
Okay, all right.
I had to tap out on one of my classes, but it's okay. I'm gonna do better the next semester.
See, the teacher in me, you know, my 9-to-5 job as a teacher, it's breaking my heart here. I wish you would work harder, you know. But anyways, so let's get back to the co-main event. The co-main event, Dream Man. And you said that this is a
we're going with
headbutts. Okay, so here's what I know about what I've been doing in Letway. So for those of you who have not seen Letway or heard of Letway, I've been ringside for a couple big Letway events. Not a lot, but a few, but enough. And there's a few things. The bare knuckle aspect of it is huge.
Them cuts, because bro. It's huge. It gets sucks. Fucking bloody as fuck.
Yeah, it's really bad. And obviously a cut, just like in bare knuckle, can go either way. So even if you're winning a fight and someone just cuts you up, the doctor might not let that happen. And the headbutts, I wasn't sure when I first went in the Letway whether it would be like overdone headbutts or like never doing a headbutt, because it was like a kind of a Muay Thai guy doing it or whatever. They're pretty good at throwing in headbutts.
And it is just enough, you know, it's just like enough. It's like adding hot sauce, as we talked about our Indian homies.
And for anyone who's ever seen, like, because it's not really so popular in America, I don't think, like the full-blown headbutt, but I see it a lot on videos for England and the UK. I think those guys are more likely to, like, headbutt someone in a bar or something like that. And it really is a game changer. It's a broken nose. It's a cut over your eye. It's a huge game changer. So I'm really excited, especially to accomplish fighters like this, plus the added idea of, you know, bare knuckle plus headbutts. That's the show. You know what? That's probably going to be fight of the night. I'm going to say right now, that's probably going to be fight of the night.
Fight of the night predictions? That's it?
Yeah, I'm
going
to say
I'm going with Indian leg wrestling, bro.
Are you going to go with the championship? Is going to be the fight?
Or Indian leg wrestling. The whole tournament. Okay. Let's face it, that is sport is just fucking beautiful. I started doing it with my jiu-jitsu homies. I'm Okami's Invicta champ, motherfuckers.
Oh, so you guys were doing it.
I'm starting to do that. Okami's Invicta champ.
Oh god. Just like that's
Khabib,
so funny.
Just like Khabib, 29-0.
And Tracy is back. She will have to defend her championship. She's absolutely gorgeous. Her body is beautiful. Perfect. It's like a, what do you want to say? Like chiseled out of granite. It's like a Greek god type of a body. You know what
exactly,
I mean?
The
only
exactly.
one thing, only for me personally, only one thing would make her perfect. And that's if she had a penis. Then to me, she would be just, I mean, I'm all in. Just, I will divorce my wife tomorrow. But she doesn't have one, so I'm still married. But yeah, so she has to defend it, though. She's not just in the championship. She actually has to defend it, which is pretty cool. Yeah,
she's like, she has fucking amazing aesthetics. She's amazing. She's like, Do you remember Cis, the bodybuilder on early 2000s?
No,
a random Australian dude who died on a sauna in Thailand, actually. He was just always talking about aesthetics and being, he always said, you can either be a sad fucking cunt or be a sick fucking cunt. Trace Eden is a sick fucking cunt.
Yeah. And you know what, too? I'm not really sure exactly how much she practiced for the first one, right? Because how do you practice? You're just kind of like, you know, I'm strong, I'm big. It's kind of like a circus show anyways.
You need to do your deadlifts.
Dude, I bet she's... No, but practice the technique, not just deadlifts. Yeah. You have to like act like you do in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, you have
to actually... You got to like play a game in order to like understand basketball. You got to play a game. Or like you got to spar to know boxing or get into a fight. But I bet she's actually trained. I bet her and like her friends, like you do in jiu-jitsu, have been joking around actually doing it.
But you got
to realize if her friends are these fucking huge athletic chicks, then she's getting really good at it. You know what I mean? So these other chicks have to fucking really bring it.
And also you need to, like, that shit, you need fucking good hamstrings, you know? Like, really good hamstrings. She has to be doing her deadlifts. Her Bulgarian deadlift special. Those shit will get your hamstrings on fucking fire.
Well, I guarantee she knows how to get her hamstrings in shape because they look wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So beautiful she's lady. All good with that. Yeah. She's all good with that. Yeah, it's going to be in Pattaya at the Fairtex gym, which is pretty dope. I've never been there. So it's going to be a tight little venue, like on the Fairtex campus or whatever. They got a hotel there and a campus there and like a full thing. So the venue is pretty cool for me because I've always respected Fairtex and I think Fairtex is the dope place to be. I'm going to be like, I don't know if I'm going to go live. Yeah, I'll just be vlogging the whole thing because I got, like I told you before, I got to do both shows. So I have to actually do two shows in a day. I don't have to. I want to do two shows in a day. Not only are they two shows, they're two completely different shows, really, because you have the Fight Circus. Yeah. Then you have the WBC, like legit.
Green motherfucking belts, bro. Green motherfucking belts.
So I'm going to try and like document as much as I can as far as like the day-to-day stuff behind the scenes. Cause I'm wondering if fans, you know, kind of want to see that. So I'm going to kind of show fans like kind of what I go through for each show, like during the day and stuff. If I get on it, I should get on it, but that'll be all right. If I do it, sometimes I get lazy, but I really want to do that. And show like
you're gonna channel your inner YouTuber, inner vlog star.
Oh man, Leo Beer, anyone who's been to Thailand before knows
it's a classic, which is something that's weird is that it's a leopard and it's called Leo,
which should be a lion though, right? Yeah. Unless, but leopard is spelled L-E-O, it's Leopard. Oh. In English it's L-E-O-P-A-R-D.
Okay.
I was exactly like you, and then someone told me that and I went, ah, oh, fuck, you're right.
Okay. I've never thought about that. Another do you prefer Leo or Shinga?
Yeah, well, this is, if you take a look down there, it is
Shinga.
This one
Shinga. Yeah,
So Sing is like the like a premier. This is their like lower level.
Okay.
But this beer is they have the biggest market share. So I think 30 or 35% of all beers sold in Thailand is this beer here. So Sing still gets the money. Sing still gets the money. Yeah. And Sing, I say Sing, not to be like an asshole or anything, but the HA is silent. Ooh. For anyone outside of Thailand, they put the HA in there because the word Sing, I'm pretty sure, also has a silent letter in Thai at the end of it. So they're saying true to the form, if that makes sense. So it's only Sing. Only foreigners say Sing Ha. But I do say Sing Ha like in America sometimes. But it's actually beer Sing, Sing, Sing.
I say Shinga because Chinga, it sounds very similar to Chinga, which is a way to curse on Spanish. Like, go, is like, Chinga tu madre is like, go fuck your mother.
I like that. Yeah.
You're playing checkers. I'm playing chess, bro.
Dude, do you think next year, I don't know about that because with COVID and stuff. Do you think next year you could come to Thailand for a show?
I will try. I will fucking try to do that. I will fucking work on that.
What year are you in uni? When do you finish uni?
Like 2 years from now. 2 years.
So you'd have to travel during uni? That'll be all right. We'll figure it out.
No, I've done that before. I will do it again. I go to the Vegas one weekend each year, basically to go see either the rugby or the UFC. So I'm cool with that.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. That's dope. Yeah. What else? What else can we bring to the table here for the for Fight Circus? I mean, the internet's blowing up. There's already a Reddit.
We have Siamese. Page. We have the conjoined twin Siamese twin match, which is gonna be fucking great. We don't know the fighters for that. They never said them. To be announced. I hope it's midgets. I love your midgets.
Hmm. We'll have Midgetarian. John Nutt is the announcer, as a showman, as the master MC, of course, will be there. I'll be on the mic with Aaron. I mean, if you're not watching it, you're definitely missing out on probably the biggest spectacle this year. He's done it before, John Nutt. He's going to do it. Yeah, fucking tune in, watch it, and then let's do a recap. I want to always do a recap.
Oh, we have to do a recap.
Let's talk after.
Yeah, we should talk a little bit after about the last event, Fight Circus 2.
Yeah. Let's do it on let's talk about Fight Circus 3 on Monday or Tuesday if you're free.
Okay, of course.
After this weekend show, I want to come back on it.
This shit's going to be wild.
Yeah.
Now, for the WBC, how does it feel now to also promote the world premier boxing league, like the best boxing? Let's be honest. Green belts are the most important belts on the world of striking.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Also, I think Siri Manfredi deserves it. I don't know. I think I can say this, I think. So, whatever. Maybe you have to cut it out if I can't. But Siri Manfredi was...
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you off. So Siri Manfredi is going for a WBC belt. Well-deserved. I called her fights in Letway. I think I called her fights twice. Yeah, maybe bare knuckle boxing. I called her fight as well. An absolute killer, an absolute show stealer, a amazing person outside of the ring. Siri Manfredi going for the belt. Let me give it up against Dang Kong Fa, who is also a very good fighter. So I could not remember her name. Absolute beast of a fighter. I think she's going to come in maybe a bit bigger than Manfredi, but I mean, just the power that Siri Manfredi has in her hands is absolutely ridiculous. So that main event on Full Metal Muay Thai is going to be, that's the fight of the night for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. That's fine. Not to take away from the other guys, but that's going to be fight of the night for sure. Who else we have on the card?
Also, returning back to Fight Circus, do we still have the Daniel Kerr versus Rose? Wait, who? Daniel Kerr. Muay Thai. Fight Circus 3. The transgender match.
Oh, are we doing that?
Is it still on? Because you had it on the last... We talked about it on the first preview.
See, this is my problem. This is my problem, not paying attention until I get the list in front of me on the airplane going to the show. Sorry. My job is to say what I see.
It's to be funny on the mic.
I don't need to know too much information because the other guy knows the information for me. I don't know.
You have your own John Jamie.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't have to do it.
Hey, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. But Full Metal Muay Thai is going to be a whole different feel, obviously, than Fight Circus. But I love that it's still Full Metal Dojo, so it's still pretty raw, and it's still pretty, like, get after it. And you know what I mean? Definitely not boring. Definitely has a showmanship to it because it's in the Full Metal Dojo banner. But it's just going to be, like, straight-up savage Muay Thai fights.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for that. You know what I mean? Like, just back to business. Back.
Where can people see... Where can people see Full Metal Dojo, Full Metal Muay Thai?
I think it's just on...
Because I'm pretty sure that's not going to be on Camp Soda.
No, it is not.
No.
But it is going to be broadcasted. I would say go to Full Metal Dojo Patreon or Full Metal Dojo YouTube.
Okay. Everybody has to see that. That's just going to be fucking wild.
Yeah.
You know, if a green belt's on the fucking line, hands are going to be everywhere.
Yes, absolutely. But you guys can watch that later because it's gonna be at a weird time anyways. Fight Circus is the best because it's like 8 o'clock at night East Coast American time or 9 o'clock at night East Coast American time. So a lot of people can catch that like realistically during the night. But Full Metal Muay Thai will be later on that night. It'll be like 6 a.m. or something, or like 7 a.m. American time. So, but just wait, you don't have to watch it. It's not like it's going to be on ESPN or anything or like in your news feed that much. So just wait and it'll be on the Full Metal Dojo YouTube page for sure. And you can watch a dope fight. Yeah. So yeah, that's how you'll do it. But Cam Soda is the way to go for all of your needs, I guess.
I prefer for the pre-recorded shit.
John Nutt posted a promotional swag with the sex doll. Oh wait, I don't know if I'm supposed to say
that. Yeah. How's that shit working out? How does it feel to have a sex doll coworker?
Yeah, I'm trying to hit on her, dude. I think she's easy. I think I can definitely smash. And I don't think my wife can get mad if it's a sex doll. Can she? I don't know. Is that cheating? Is that cheating?
Is it cheating? That's a good question. That's going to Instagram polls.
But he posted a promotional with two of them, and I'm pretty sure they're supposed to be involved somehow. Now he does tell me because of the reaction I get, like people do that in like other things and in other shows and stuff, where he'll sometimes withhold something from me because he knows that my reaction is going to be like, "What the fuck is going on here?" You know, so something might happen with those sex dolls. Absolutely, because why would he put it in the promotion like that? Yeah. Damn, that's right. All right. I'm gonna actually need to keep my eye out on that on Friday and Saturday morning before the show.
It sounds amazing, the fact that Full Metal Dojo has the creative liberties to do that.
Oh yeah, he has the creative liberties to do whatever he wants. He's the Dana White out here in Thailand, man, for sure. He's doing, and he brings in the bucks too. There's nothing new, you know what I mean? Whether it's monsters, no ticket sales now, but when it is ticket sales, you know, name someone pound for pound that's going to sell more tickets than him, pound for pound, as far as budget and size of venue and things like that. You'd have to go to Dana White probably to get someone that could sell, that could promote like John Nutt. Sure.
That's true.
And the venues love it. You know, everywhere we go, they love it. We don't smash teas and go crazy. We have a great time. We party. You know what I mean? We hang out. There's hot chicks. It's hot. You know what I mean? Everyone's hanging out. Everyone's having good conversation. It's a party all night long. I mean, everyone's spending cash. Yeah. Everywhere he goes, it's so fun. Yeah.
It's gonna be an amazing fight. Now, do you think the same top tippers are gonna be back on Camp Soda?
Wait, you say it again. The top what?
The top tippers, the guys who give the most tips, like
yeah, 100.
I see 100%. Naked people and hot retard. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. They're gonna be back on it. 100%. They're gonna be back on it. Absolutely. I can't wait for them to be back on it because Aaron keeps his phone open. I don't, because I gotta say what I see. But Aaron keeps his phone open. So I keep pointing next to me, even though Aaron's not here, because when I sit down, super baked for this. So get back to what you were saying. Oh, Aaron keeps it open. Aaron keeps the chat open.
Okay.
We can see all those guys and what they're saying and stuff. And it's super funny and everything. So I really can't wait. But are they going to be back? 100% they're going to be back.
What should people expect on this Full Metal Dojo presentation? Because I am a sucker for promotion. Like teachers on college classes, like it can be a fucking serious class. And if the teachers are like, okay, if is anyone an entrepreneur or they want to say about anything, they want to promote something, I'm going to be the first one to jump like, hey, go see Fight Circus. Go see Midget's Fight on porn on a porn site. Like literally yesterday, my teacher was like, can you send us the link? And I was like, I could, but I shouldn't, but I will send you the name of the event. and you can look it up later.
Yeah, viewer discretion advised usually. But what can they expect? I know it's super cliche, but I just say the unexpected will surprise you with some added-ons to the fight card. Any fight card, it doesn't go as planned. You know what I mean? The MMA, everyone always says the MMA gods, they're out listening. You know, this guy's supposed to win or that's supposed to happen. And just everything just goes as it's supposed to go. And when you have a card like this and something as crazy like this with the group of people that are around it, it's not going to be a home. I mean, it can't not be a home run. It's going to be a little entertaining show. Go in with an open mind. That's one thing. Don't be a fucking cunt on the comments and stuff. Like, we're all having fun. We all get it. It's all kayfabe. It's all heels and marks. Like, we're putting on a circus show. Understand the bit, you know, sorry to break the fourth wall, but understand the bit, understand what we're doing. Watching a show and sit back and enjoy, because it's going to be entertaining on all facets, all avenues.
Now, what's up with the rivalry between John Nutt and Bob, the Beast, Sapp?
Well, I was thinking Bob Sapp wants, I think it's a little spotlight thing, maybe. You know, I think it's a little heel and a little baby face thing happening here. And I think it's a via for the number one spot as far as you see the fighters in the ring, girls, Teddy, Mulvey. But really what you see, you know, you see John Nutt and then you're going to see Big John Sapp. So it might be a little, who's at the big chair? Who's the big dog eating the big bone when these fights are happening? So there could be a rivalry. There is a rivalry. It could be getting bigger. We knew there was have their own team of midgets that are just ready to fight, that are ready. They have their own Hezbollahs. You know? John, and you know, he invented Hezbollah. He was doing midgets before that guy.
We need John to jump there and make Hezbollah Magomedov versus Abdurrazzaq a real thing.
So they each have their own mini-me's. They have their own side cast characters. So it's going to come to a head. I'm not going to say too much. I'm going to let that boil. I still am not in the loop as to what is going on. As I know that they will go off script, I think. I think that they will kayfabe it. I'm excited for that. But there is a little rivalry there. We'll see how it ends.
Now, I think we should end up this podcast by commenting on the Fight Circus official drinking game.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go. Let's not make it too... Wait. Let's not make it too convoluted. We don't want people too drunk. We want it to be a nice drunk throughout... Nah, fuck that. We want it to be pretty drunk.
We want them fucked up.
How many you want to do? 10? 7 things? What do you have? How many do you have there?
Okay.
20? That's too much.
Okay, if there's a knockout or a submission, you drink. You take one shot.
Easy. Bam. Knockout, submission, take a shot. Or drink, you know, a big swig of your beer. Okay.
Exactly. Go. If there's blood, one drink. If there's blood, if a fighter gets cut.
Initial cut. And then if he cuts the other fighter, drink. That's fine. Okay, go.
If the fighter cries or shits themselves, 2 shots.
Yeah, that's not one. So if a fighter is crying out of their face, you would need the 2 shots or finish your beer. Like whatever beer you have, neck it. Finish your beer.
No, that's only if they shit themselves. If the fighter shits themselves, they need
or to. Or crying or shit themselves. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, go. Next one. I agree. Go.
Okay. Every time you talk about a fighter's body, everybody Ted is acting a little bit too sauce.
It might have to be a sip because that's a little really sip. That's like a sip. I like to take in people's bodies, and there's a lot of good looking guys on this card. I'm for sure 10% gay. All right, all right. Drink it. Drink it.
One sip. A little baby sip.
Appropriately or inappropriately, still take a look. You got it. You got to get the drink to your glass. Get the glass to your lips. Okay, here we go.
Exactly.
Next one.
Okay, every time you see a midget, a little sip, because midgets will make us all happy.
Yeah. They'll be coming down the wire. We won't say it too much. I'll say take a shot on that, because there'll be enough midgets, but there won't be too much midget talk. Then it has to be the word midget. Actual word midget.
Yeah, we're not PC here. We don't say dwarf, because dwarf doesn't sound as good as midget.
Dwarfs and midgets are different.
No, the actual term of the genetic disease is called dwarfism. What's the difference?
I'm going to tell you right now. Probably going to get canceled for this.
They can't cancel this shit. No. They can't cancel the truth.
Thinking me, I was so my opinion. What I was told, this is not what I think. This is what I was told, is that a dwarf is the one. Oh God! Like with the.
Okay, say it.
Here we go. No, I am. Of course, I am. You think I care? This isn't even funny. Stop laughing. This is a medical thing that we're. All right, here we go. So, a midget. Fuck. All right, I'm not going to look at you. All right, so. I'm so sorry. It's not even that funny. It's not funny. Okay, so it's like, looks proportionately like a normal, not normal. Okay, a midget looks like a person, but like smaller. But a dwarf has like a super big head like super small legs. Like there's two different looks to little people. One's a midget and one's a dwarf. They look physically different. That's not me. That's just the truth. That's what I was told.
Okay, so a midget.
We have to say the word midget.
A midget is just like a shrink, like a people who shrunk down. Yeah, like they were attacked with a shrinking ray.
Like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, but like kind of weird, but not weird enough to be
a dwarf, which is like a human T-Rex. I didn't say it either.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what are we even talking about? We're talking about politics, right?
So next rule, if you hear the word midget, take a drink. Okay, next one, go.
Okay, every time John Nutt talks about sparkling bikinis.
Oh yeah, that's a good one, because he does do it every so often. So that's a nice constant drunk throughout the game. Go ahead, I like that one, sparkling
bikinis. Whenever you see a sharp thing like the knives that they give out sometimes, or the bongs. Well, the
how about not when you see it, when it's raised,
celebration.
When you just see it, but when the guy grabs it after he wins and raises it up, whether it's a sword or a bong, when it's like, yeah, motherfucker, drink.
Okay.
But it has to be in his hand, that bong or that sword. With the sword, they'll do like a cool move. Yeah, exactly. Nutt, take a drink.
Okay. Badass Change stuff that. With
that's
a,
cool.
With that, a prize.
That's
okay. Cool. Okay. Okay. Now, every time when you see them legs, Tracy Eden legs, you know?
How about this? How about when she, God damn, them legs. Ah, Lee, they're so pretty. She's got a teardrop. She's got that teardrop going. All right, yeah, Tracy's legs. Go ahead.
That's not even a shot. You're just celebrating. You're seeing beauty.
Just feel it. Okay, go. Oh, you know what? I need another beer. Hold on.
Don't worry. And we're back at it.
Oh, nice one. Didn't know you stopped the recording. Look at how professional you are.
Of course.
All right, go.
I am as professional as you can be when promoting fights on a porn site.
Sure. You know what? That's a solid comment there. All right, go.
Okay. According to, do you know how John Nuts slowly starts stripping during the fight? Because he starts always with, every time he take, according to how fancy and how stylish he starts, you take one or two shots. If it's very fucking nice, two shots. And whenever he's taking one piece of clothing off, one shot, while it's a sip of beer at least.
Okay, so he comes out, he has his three-piece suit on, take a shot, because John Nutt is there with a three-piece suit.
He's wearing his steampunk glasses and the top hat like he did on the first fight circus, you take two shots, because that's fucking fancy as fuck.
No. If he comes back on, he's wearing the same outfit, no problem, just watch.
No problem.
If he comes back on and his jacket is now off and he only has his vest, take a shot.
Exactly.
And then the next time he
returns with his luchador mask, you drink another shot.
No vest, no belt. Where the fuck are his shoes? Where do those go?
You take two shots. If he returns with his luchador mask like he did on his on the last event, on Fight Circus 2, you take another shot. Yeah.
Take a shot. Yeah, all right, that's fine. Yeah. okay. Okay. I like that.
So, like, to just to do a little short recap about the rules, okay? If there's blood, one shot. If there's shit or tears, two shots. Midgets, one shot.
If you hear the word.
If you hear the word midgets.
Every time you hear it, boom. Okay.
Every time Teddy's being a little bit too sauce, a sip of beer, a baby sip.
Boom. Okay.
Knockouts, submissions, we need to celebrate them with a shot.
Boom. Okay. Got it.
Badass, like sword shit, like badass shit.
Yeah, like
or bong.
Take a shot.
Badass right, cool, sword cool, cool. Or bong shit, one shot.
Okay.
Whenever we see sexy Tracy Edelman, one shot.
Okay.
If John Nutt's outfit changes during the night, a shot. And if he comes extra fancy at the beginning, two shots.
There you go. That's the rules. Hey, dude, can you print that out for me? You got to send that to me so I can say it to you. The fans.
I'll fucking send it to you, bro. You need. You know, we are here to help with the Fight Circus rules. Fight Circus official drinking game. And we need to do this. And in return, we get a shout out to Mexico City.
Hell yeah, I'll give you a shout out to Mexico City, 100%. My brother's out there, dude, my brethren. Hell yeah, man. And then afterwards, we got to talk about what happened. I'm really into that.
We have to do a recap now.
Monday. Sorry. Cheers. Monday or Tuesday, we're going to have to do a recap on Monday and Tuesday if you're free. I'm in for that.
Fuck yeah. Awesome. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, man. Super good pod, man. Thanks for having me on. Oh, man. I fucking love coming on here, dude. And now I got you on Apple Podcasts. Everyone, Apple Podcasts. Che Monster. Che Monster Talks. That's the shit.
Perfect.
Tell your friends. All right, man.
Perfect.